This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 39 and verse 4. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. This is the prayer of David, the man after God's own heart. We do pray to God, and God hears our prayer. We do pray for many needs in our lives. But this prayer of David sounds very strange. Why should we know about our end? Death, we know, is a crude reality. As we read in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27, it is appointed for us once to die and then judgment. Though this is a reality, we do not think about our death or about our end. As we read in Job chapter 14 and verse 5, our days are determined or fixed, and our months are with God. And also, God has put a boundary which none of us can pass. Our lifespan is in God's hand. Young people should not think that they have many long years to live. Elderly people should not think that they have only few years left. Sick people need not think that their sickness will cut their life short. Good health is not a guarantee for a long life. We should not only know about our end, but also know how short our life is. Bible says it is like a vapor. Man's days are like the grass. It is like the flower of the field. David says in Psalm 39 and verse 5, Thou hast made my days as an hand breadth. David prays about this short life, that we should know our end. And also, he says, he should know how frail he was. Our life with the best of everything and best state is vanity. Our life is a vain show, and this will vanish one day. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 7, we read that we bring nothing into this world, and we are certain we carry nothing from this world. Only our works do follow us, as we read Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. What's the need of this prayer? This prayer will help us to value time and know how precious our life is. We normally count years, remember our birthday. But the man of God, Moses, in his prayer in Psalm 90 and verse 12, he says, Teach us to number our days. We should number our days, not years, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, so that we may live wisely. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 and 16 says, We should be wise and walk carefully, making full use of time what God has given to us. We need to understand that God has given this beautiful life with a purpose. We should live every day experiencing God, pleasing the Lord, and bringing glory to the Heavenly Father. We should be useful to God. This prayer will help us to be used by God. This prayer will help us in committing ourselves to be used by God and used for God. Like Paul, we should be able to say at the end of our life, I have fought a good fight, finished my course, and I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7. And like David, we should be able to say that we have served our own generation, family, or the church, or the society. Acts chapter 13 and verse 36. Like Jesus, we should be able to say, I have glorified thee on the earth, and I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John chapter 17 and verse 4. Life should be best lived, investing in eternity. We should leave behind values for others to follow. Let this prayer of David be our prayer also. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. May the Lord bless this word, and may the Lord bless you.
FIBA prayer team will stand with you in prayer. Please call 7 7-
9960102023. The phone line is open every Wednesday and Friday between 11 a.m. and 12 p.m.